invite you to enjoy Life, Life with Luigi, a new comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Kellermash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Basco left Italy to start his new life in America, he promised his mother that he would write and tell her about his adventures. So now, let's read Luigi's letter as he writes to Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, well, now that I'm here in America over a year, I'm getting to act like the real American. All day long, I'm going to play the radio. I'm listening to what they call a disc jockey. That's the fellow. That's the fellow who knows kind of sing, acts, or makes a funny joke, but he's got a big talent for playing a phonograph. Over here, nobody is a sing, nobody is a act, nobody is a telephony joke, and nobody is a play record. It's just everybody is a get the rich. Last night I'm here how one lady is a winner of refrigerator, gas stove, a mink coat, and $1,000. All because she's got a brain to answer the telephone. But mamma mia, I'm answer my telephone 1,000 times since I'm in America, and all I'm going to get is a bigger bill. Another program I'm going to enjoy very much is Dr. Gadget. Everybody is like him. He's a talker so easy, so smooth. And he's so relaxed that sometimes I'm a wonder why my radio is an awful old. Also, he's a play for what they call a ukulele. To me, Arthur Godfrey is a real American. So I'm buying myself a ukulele, too. I'm coming down to check in a taxi, your honey. Gotta be ready at 8 p.m.
This is kind of a good one, Mamma Mia.
Oh, wait till it's in my country, Mona Pasquale. Here's the
money. Luigi, my hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
Hey, Luigi, my daughter Rose is asking me I should give you this letter.
Huh? Oh, Valentine's card. But a Pasquale, Valentine's Day is in February.
But my daughter Rose, every day is a Valentine's Day. Go ahead, Luigi. Read what she's writing you inside.
All right, sir. And it's this.
Go ahead.
Roses are red, violets are blue. If you marry me, I'll marry you.
Well, what do you answer, my daughter?
Pasquale, if I'm going to be sensible...
I don't ask you to be sensible. Be stupid and marry my daughter.
No, Pasquale, she's a too fat.
Fact. There you go with the fact talk again. And Luis, you remember one thing. Like a Professor Einstein says, everything in a life is got a relative.
Huh?
Sure. Roses weigh 250 pounds. But compared to the fat lady in the circus who weighs 750 pounds, or to the elephant that weighs 2 tons, roses are just a drop in the bucket.
Move by a bucket. Pasquale, please, no more talk about a rose.
All right, Luigi. But let's talk about you and your future.
Future?
Yes. After all, you're getting old all the time. You've got to start thinking. What do you want to be when you grow up?
Well, I don't know, Pasquale. How would you think? Maybe I'm going to be an engineer and build the bridges.
It's no good. Is this the country that's got more bridges than it's got of water?
Well, a lawyer, maybe.
That's bad, too. You go to night to school. Even if you get a law diploma, you can only practice it at night to court.
All right, then, I'm going to be a doctor.
A doctor, Louis, you're making me laugh. But don't you know, in America, a doctor's got to be an M.D. And you initials are the L.B.
L.B.?
Sure. And in your case, the L.B. is a stand for lazy bachelor. Luigi, believe in me, there's only one job for a fella like you who's got no talent.
What the job is this?
Husband.
But, Johnny, you promised not to talk about
it. All right. Calm down. Relax. Forget about a road.
All right. Oh, hey, Pasquale, I'm almost forgot. Look what I'm about to myself today.
Hey, what is that? A fry in a pan?
No, it's a ukulele.
You're looking like a fiddle that forgets to grow up. What are you going to do with that thing? Kill the flies?
Oh, Pasquale, you should have heard me play. I'm a tenor sing and the company of myself at the same time.
Sounds like a double of suicide. Well, it's only just to stand there, Luigi. Let's hear this great talent. Play something.
All right, what do you want I should have played?
Mendelssohn's Wedding March.
Oh, but I acted too hard. But listen to this. Something I'm going to hear from Arthur Godfrey. He's a player. I'm a coming down to Tagetti in a taxi, honey. Gotta be there at 30 p.m. That's
all right, all right. Stop. That's enough.
That's no good, huh?
No good. Luigi, I'm going to take back everything I'm going to say before about you. You've got to break a talent.
Me? Oh, Pasquale, please, are you making a fun?
No, Luigi, I think you're sensational. If you was to lose 100 pounds, get to look like a sick cow, and a singer like you just the same, Frank Sinatra has got to go out of business.
Pasquale, stop the teasing of me.
Luigi, use your head. Just to think, in America, who's the biggest singer? Italian. Sinatra, Mario Lanza, Vic De Moore, Perry Como, Bing Crosby.
That's the Bing Crosby. And Pasquale, he's not Italian. He's an Irish-American.
I don't care if he's a Scotch-Italian. I can talk to the singer, you know?
That's right.
Sure. Now, Luigi, you do like I say. Is it time that you begin to plan for your future?
Pasquale, you're not just making a fun of it to me, huh? I mean, you really think I can be big like a singer?
Sure. You're Italian. You've got a nice face, and you can sing. Right away, you've got 3 strikes against you. Sure, and best of all, when the women look at a Sinatra, they want to mother him. But you got a face, so when they look at it, everybody's going to have a pity.
Oh, Pasquale, you're giving me big ambition. I'm going out to my night school of class and I'm telling my friends all about the new idea.
Go. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Hey, goodbye. Goodbye.
I'll call a roll. Mr. Basso?
Present.
Mr. Harwin?
Present.
Mr. Olson?
Present.
Mr. Schultz? Well, Mr. Schultz, why don't you answer?
Because tonight I'm playing hard to get. Oh, thank you, fellow movers. Why ain't I the little devil talk tonight?
Mr. Schultz, instead of disrupting the class, why don't you concentrate on your work? Now, our English lesson tonight concerns the subjunctive mood. Now, Mr. Schultz, tell us about the use of the subjunctive. Or don't you know?
Oh, me? I should know the subjunctive. Miss Barney, believe me, if anybody
just
knows...
Tell us about the subjunctive, Mr. Schultz.
Fine, all right, the subjunctive. But that's... I got to give my son. Now, if I say you must... Well, that's no good. Subjunctive. Now, so you take, for instance, that... look. But now, subjunctive is not this. What? Miss Barney, I can't stand it. Give me the confession. I die on the bottom and you can hang me.
Will somebody else try? Mr. Basco, what do you think?
I think I'm a singer as good as Sinatra.
What?
Well, if Pasquale is to hear me sing on my ukulele, and he says I'm going to make a fortune, because even being a Crosby, he's a Sagittarius.
What?
Luigi, you should be careful with your friend Pasquale. Every piece of advice he gives you is aimed at only one target, Rosa.
Target? She's the whole shooting gallery. Start from the beginning and tell us the whole story.
Class, the subjunctive mood is...
No, please, Miss Borden. We already killed that. Let's not return to the scene of the crime.
Miss Borden, can I tell them all about the subjunctive?
Oh, please. If you can't think of something stupid to say, shut up! So, Luigi, what's this with you and Pasquale?
Well, Pasquale is to hear me sing and play my ukulele. And he said I should sing on the radio. What do you think it should?
I think between you and television, radio is doomed.
So, that wasn't a nice thing to say. Maybe Luigi has got a talent and someone should exploit it.
But that's right, Luigi. If you got the talent, I would like to be the first one to explode it.
I guess I'm going to make a fool of myself, huh?
No. Stop that talk, Luigi. I was only fooling. Who knows? Maybe if you got it in you to be a little Sinatra, the only way you can find out is to die.
That's right, Luigi. There's a lot of amateur shows on the radio and even in the movie theater.
You're bad, Jungsen. Yemeni, Luigi, that was a good idea.
Amateur show?
For sure, Luigi. Pasquale says you got talent, but maybe he's just looking to make a fool from you. You should go to the amateur show and prove it.
For sure, do you really think I should go out of this amateur show?
Why not? Look, Luigi, there's an amateur show right in our neighborhood movie every Tuesday night.
That's right. Now, look, I go with you after class and we're going to get you signed up.
Sure, that's right. And they'll even come to the theater and applaud like crazy.
All right, so maybe I'm going to do that. Class, you really think I'm going to be good?
You might be very good, Mr. Basco.
No, Luigi, in America, anything can happen.
Bad jokes, but you're mad. Luigi, the crew.
Yes.
When Sinatra sings, the young girls, they faint. One note from Luigi's voice, and he wipes out the whole country.
Mamma mia, is it possible that your son Luigi is going to be a millionaire from his singing? If this is a happening, Mamma mia, right away I'm a send for you. Aunt Margarita, Uncle Pietro, and his ghost. Sure. And if the ghost is delighted to hear, he can send for his girlfriend. Of course, you're going to have to. This is a Chicago. They got a stockyard, and there's a lot of ghosts there. Anyway,
Hey, Luigi, how come you didn't tell me you're going to be in the amateur show?
Well, Pasquale, you told me I should have planned for the future. So Schultz is the advice.
Oh, that is Schultz is taking over, eh? Luigi, why all the time are you running for advice to a delicatessen man who's know only about meat when you know I'm got everything in my head?
Well, you're so right, Pasquale. You're the biggest meathead I know.
That's a funny thing. When I'm saying it, to come out of different. Well, Luigi, I'm no mad at you. After all, anybody who's a help to you helps to me. Because I'm your manager.
You're my manager?
Sure. Who's to discover you? Columbus? I'm going to get some return on the investment I'm going to make on you.
What investment?
Well, Luigi, you don't realize this, but it should take a big money to build up a new singer. First of all, for this amateur hour, I got a sweet kid sitting in the audience to clap for you.
That's 30 cents.
Also, right now, I'm taking you to a singing teacher to polish you up.
You got a singing teacher for me?
Sure, I'm a spare no expense. That's another 25 cents.
Mr.
Singer,
the teacher,
he's just charging 25 cents. Sure. I could have got it for less, but I'm the one for the private lesson. Spending all of this money on you, I'm going to protect myself, so that's why you're going to sign this manager contract.
But Pasquale is such a little apprentice. What's the kind of manager the contract is it?
The usual 10% the kind. Uh-huh. Everything you earn, you get a 10%. Come on, sign it before I'm caught up with Sinatra and sign it here.
Well, all right, Pasquale. I'll sign it.
Oh, I see good, Luigi. I'm going to give you the biggest build-up anybody's ever get. You're going to sing at the president's ball. Command a performance for the King and Queen of England. Everybody's going to want you. You're in such a demand that you're working a day and a night, a night and a day. You even overwork yourself. And then one day, you know what's going to happen?
Who are you?
You drop dead. From that time on, your popularity to grow. People, they write stories about you. And in Hollywood, they make a follow-up with the jokes and the things again. Is it called Bosco Things Again?
Mamma mia. Is it a technicolor?
Sure, and Larry Parks is never going to look better. Gregory, I'm
bringing
you
Luigi
Bosco, you
know.
Good.
Very good. How do you do, Mr. Bosco?
I'm glad to meet you, Mr. Gregory.
I don't like that breathing. How long have you been breathing that way?
What do you say?
I say, how long have you been breathing that way?
Ever since I was born.
Well, stop it.
A singer must learn to sing from deep down. Here, listen to this.
Now you try.
But I'm not going to breathe that way.
Don't be silly. Now go over to that window.
All right.
There, now, throw your chest out. Well, throw your chest out.
Luigi, first
thing
you pick up
with
the Venetian
blind. Luigi, don't talk a stupid thing like a fool. I can handle this, Mr. Pasquale. Now, Mr. Bosco, let me hear you sound A.
A what?
The musical note. A. Open the mouth, open the mouth, close the mouth, close the mouth,
from the diaphragm.
The diaphragm.
Luigi, don't be so stupid. It was somebody to draw something for you. That's the diaphragm.
Will
you
please keep out of it?
But Mother, let me go home. Listen to Mr. Gregory. I'm bringing him here. You should learn him to sing professional so he can win an amateur show. And enough to be insulted. And I'll show him how he should sing with his ukulele.
Can he play that uke?
Yes.
Can you play by ear?
No, I'm a user of the fingers.
There he goes again. Luigi, please, that's a
knife. Yeah, but honey, I'm a
scientist. Tell me, Mr. Bosco, are you familiar with the mic?
No, I'm never even a met him.
All right, let me hear you sing something.
All right. I'm a comet, look at you and a touch to you.
Oh, we know. Good enough. Good enough. Good enough.
Good enough. All right, we need to come to my
friend. Luigi, my fellow goofy. Ah, how beaten up you look. What are you doing?
taking a nap in a meat chopper?
Hush, this is a long story. But Squirrel is a sacrament to sing of the kids.
Yeah.
And a pitcher's a hole in my nose, a slap in my chest, a punch in my stomach, and it's a say. Here's a say, I'm a no kind of thing, and I'm a turn it down in my diaphragm and a throw away my chest.
Oh, Luigi, are you for shimmers?
What's the use to talk? Come on, it's time you should go to the amateur show.
Sure, she's all a finished. I'm not going to the amateur show. I'm a through with the singing.
So, Luigi, you're earning stuff. You ain't supposed to retire until after you make the $1 million.
But please, sure, this isn't a use to fool of myself for no more. Some of the people that born to be rich and a famous. Other people, they're born. That's all.
Captain Bourne is one of the best things that could happen to a person. Without that, he's nothing.
What? Now he's got me for shimmers.
No, wait, Luigi. Into my head, an idea just popped. I am going to appear with you on the stage.
Sure, so you want to make
sure? Sure, we form an act. Basto and Schultz. No, I mean Schultz and Basto. I tell funny jokes, you sing, and the audience throws.
So what do you say to me, please?
Smile.
Just you wonderful.
Oh, sure, forget what the teacher said to you. So he said, throw away your chest. Why, Sinatra threw away his chest when he made a fortune. let me hear you sing, Nacho.
Come down to carry you in a taxi car.
No, stop. You took it enough taxis today to put the subways out of business. Look, come, we go to the amateur show. I teach you a few jokes and a new song.
Sure, you sure this is going to be all right?
Sure, I'm sure. Luigi, be like me. Don't worry. Smile. Be happy.
All right, Joe, Basto, get ready. The piano act is almost over. You're on next.
I'm so glad I'm going to get the help of some of you, my friend.
Luigi, be glad to help out.
But it was Schultz's idea.
Oh, that's right, Luigi. You will feel better when you hear us singing with you in the chorus.
That's right, Luigi. Also, I got another idea. Confidential, I got 10 kids coming to clap for us.
You got 10 kids? I got 10 kids, too.
Joe, bring him in the iron.
So got 10 kids.
30 kids is coming.
Kimber, but I like to have the sneaking in confession.
Thank you, Barney Robbins. That was 3-year-old Barney Robbins playing a Beethoven sonata with one hand. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure to introduce another neighborhood act, Schultz and Basco.
Luigi, yes, Luigi, tell me, who was that lady I seen you with last night?
That wasn't no lady, that wasn't my wife.
Give him the hood.
Go ahead, Luigi. Hey, all right. Sure, sir. I want to stand in your expecting somebody at your house.
That's right, Luigi. We are expecting a little bundle from heaven.
Whoever it is.
Do you know the wife is either having a baby?
No, that's my uncle. He's a midget and he's flying in from Australia.
Give him the hook.
Luigi, don't stand there. Sing or start ducking.
I know the cowpoker when he's riding in the park when a windy day. Upon the ridge, he took a rest and then he went away.
Oh, and I once mighty heard of a red skinned scouty saw. Oh, and it's good, the ragged skies and up for the cloudy draw. Was still on a fire and the hooker was a metal of steel. The hunter was a black and he shiny and the heart of breath that he could feel. A bolt of a pillar with a throw man and they ran the rifle through the sky. For the guy saw the riders coming hard again and then he heard them and started to cry. I'm a coming down to get a unit.
Too bad I'm going to come here backstage in time to stop you.
Elizabeth, sorry, I'm feeling bad enough. I'm through with the singing.
That's all right. For you was a mentor for something much bigger.
Bigger, what's to that?
Rosa! Rosa! Rosa, say hello to Luigi.
Hello, Luigi.
Hello, Rosa.
Rosa, Luigi's have a very bad week. His dream of being a bigger singer is all a busted. Make him feel good. Tell him something nice to the tender.
Something nice and tender?
Yes.
Pacho!
Mr. Basco, please, Mr. Manager, don't holler at me. I'm
going to
go right to home.
Mr. Basco, I'm sorry that you were thrown off the stage. But Mr. Pasquale has told me how much you want to be a singer.
Oh, no, I don't want to be a singer.
Now, don't say that. I've got a special prize for you.
Special prize of what's to that?
Meet Mr. Gregory. You get 10 free singing lessons with him.
Mama mia, for free singing
lessons. Oh, no, the diaphragm. Let's go. Hold on.
I'm sorry to write to you. Looks like I'm never going to be a Sinatra. But for now, I've got another big thing for my future. Pasquale is to see how I'm going to catch the tomatoes on a stage with my hand. Then he's going to buy me baseball a glove. Yes, Mamma Mia, Pasquale is going to manage me, and I'm going to be a section of Joe DiMaggio. Oh. Your loving son, Luigi Basco, your little immigrant.
The show is a friend of the stations when Luigi Basto writes another letter to his Mama Basto describing his adventures in America. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is written by Max Benoff and Lou Derman and directed by Max Benoff. J. Carol Nash is starred as Luigi Basto with Alan Reed as Pasquale and Conrad as Schultz, Mary Shipp as Miss Spaulding, and Jody Gilbert as Rosa.